Welcome everybody to the what the fuck are we called? The unqualified podcast.
Unqualified. See, we're so unqualified we can't even have a proper podcast intro.
I have fucking said like 30 different fucking podcast names every single time we do this, even if it's a good one or a bad one.
It started with the GC podcast, and now it went to After Hours, and then that shit burned to the ground, and then welcome down to Unqualified.
Oh, fuck off, Orphan. You're no longer making hoodies for any of them.
It's summer and it's 114 degrees in Vegas. I'm fine.
Okay. All right. So, So welcome to the Unqualified Podcast. We're here joined by Bludging, our regular person who shows up to join these podcasts who doesn't watch the shows.
I'm just here
putting the emphasis on unqualified.
SaberX7, who did watch the show, and myself, Josh, who was forced to watch the show, and we're all going to be talking about the show Star Wars Acolyte.
Acolyte.
So
how could you?
DEA dead. That's a good comment for you, Orphan. DEA dead. That's what Star Wars is. DEAD.
Star Wars dead. Live D-E-A-D. Action is a bag full of puppies flowing down the river and is left up for curiosity of whether or not there's anything actually worth getting out of said bag.
Damn, that's both sad and melancholy.
What the fuck?
I love it. Poetic and sad. Justice for my
so let's let's get the first part out of the way. This show recently aired last week on Tuesday. I think they're going to be airing it every Tuesday, so we didn't. I don't know if there was a new one today. We didn't bother watching it as of today, the 6/11. Thursdays?
Tuesdays. Whatever. It's Tuesdays.
But they gave us two episodes by the grace of Disney, and they were something. But before we get to that, there is a bit of controversy coming into this show. I'll just let Brian explain it because he didn't actually watch the fucking show.
I didn't. It's a weird bit of a thing for me because both things happened on the same day. I heard the commercial for the show when I was driving to work. And so I was thinking about it. And I was like, oh, cool. This is going to be a good show. I watch it while I'm at work on my lunch break. I'm scrolling through Instagram and I see the director going on about how gay the show is and how she's so proud of that, and then she proclaimed R2-D2 to be a lesbian, and that was my breaking point.
Wow. R2-D2 being a lesbian. Saber, did you also hear about these?
Yes, comments? It was a very viral interview. There was also one interview too. Pretty much what was going into the show was that pretty much everyone was given, like, the writers were gathered of people who really didn't follow Star Wars closely and were pretty much just given the lore of Star Wars, meaning like the bare minimum stuff that any Joe Schmo would know about Star Wars, like lightsabers, Jedi, force wielding, and dark side. And they got together and decided to make a show. And then they went on to this press run to, you know, of course, inspire the show. And you had the comments like Brian mentioned also. And then they also had a couple. There was this one interview where the guy was trying to make he seemed like he was trying to make a very like educated, controversial take on Anakin and Darth Vader. But then he also mixed up Anakin with Luke Skywalker because he made the claim that Anakin killed millions of people in the Death Star when he destroyed the Death Star. So, they don't know Star Wars, and they're trying to make it. They're trying to do too much with it.
Oh,
honestly.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
So to make people cry. So this is, and to be fair, I'm the one who knew about the show a while ago because I'm a big Star Wars fan. That's love Star Wars. Literally, if you ever check out the podcast and listen to us, where do you find the podcast, Saber?
You will find the podcast on all major podcast platforms like Apple Podcasts and Spotify Podcasts as well.
All right. I did not hear about it on any podcasts, which I do watch regularly. I did not see any YouTube videos until Saber told me we're going to watch the fucking show. only thing I got accustomed to was memes. Literally fucking memes. And they were all talking about how gay this show is. Like what the fuck? I was like, dude, this is not a pride show. This has nothing to do with it. It's about fucking space monks going at it and killing each other every now and then and some galactic shit. Like, literally, the whole point of Jedis is to have no attachment. So to say that people are fucking gay is fucking dumb. But I digress. That's how I heard about the show. I was like, oh, that's cool. That was going to be on the next list of shows I'm probably not going to watch on Disney. Because that's literally what it's been like for the last year and a half. I just barely watched Bad Batch Season 3 as of today on the 6/11. Almost done with the third season. I watched the other two before. I haven't watched Ahsoka, which I've been told was good. I haven't watched the third season of Mandalorian. I love Star Wars, and I've been oversaturated with this shit so much I just stopped giving a fuck. But when they started like seeing those memes and stuff, and I actually started hearing the comments and actually found out they were real, I was like, I really don't want to watch this show. And I probably wasn't going to until Saber said, let's just talk about it on the podcast. And I said, fuck it, I'm down. We haven't done one in fucking 2 months. And, well, here we are. I watched the two episodes.
So, pretty much, we brought Brian here. Because he's from the part of the Star Wars fan base that pretty much was immediately alienated off from the show. Not because he is homophobic or anything like that, but it's just that the points that they were talking about, they didn't really talk about much. At least they felt the need to talk about also the fact that it's a show that was meant to scare white people. That's the gayest Star Wars show ever made. The director was then going and making a comparison that I think we can accept that C-3PO is gay and that R2-D2 is a lesbian. So
which doesn't make fucking sense to me. First of all, they're robots.
They're children's characters.
Yeah. Second of all, if you want to be more specific, R2-D2 is played by a very short white man. But it's just to say those comments, like to be fair, lady, you have no fucking place to say any comments about your personal political affiliation on a IP. This has nothing to do with it. You're making a story. Tell us the story. If it's good, we'll judge you on that. Now you just alienated a whole bunch of your audience to just not watch the fucking show because you want to be woke. That's not smart because Disney's losing fucking money and now you're opening your mouth. Now, I don't know how Disney's business practices are. I can't comment on that. I don't know their figurative numbers, but last time I heard, Disney Plus was not making a profit. And it's due to a lot of the wokeness that's coming out of it that's supposed to be quote-unquote dead by now, but it's not. And all the stupid shit they're hired cast and directors are saying about their show. They're not telling us anything about the details of the show, but they are telling us their personal opinions, which I don't give a fuck about.
Yeah, I mean, that is really a huge point there, is I didn't hear a single detail about what was going on in the show at all. They didn't give a premise. They didn't really give a situation. It's just, oh, yeah, we're going to make so many people upset. And
why?
I don't know why you would want to do that. I mean, I get divisiveness is like, it makes for press, and all press is good press, I guess. But like, it doesn't make any sense when you're taking a world-renowned IP. You don't really need press for that. It's been around for decades at this point. You could have just given us a short synopsis of the story, and I probably would have just watched it, whether or not it was drivel, because it's a Star Wars IP. I'll get around to it eventually, you know?
Yeah.
But it just to come out and say, no, this is meant specifically to make people upset. Oh, I don't watch things to be upset. I watch things to be entertained, so why would I care, first off?
Yeah, they're in a field for entertainment. We can choose to watch these shows or not. So, this from my point of view, seeing these quote unquote rich people trying to push their views on us and then try to entertain us.
It's and just so sloppy. I mean,
it's and we'll get to the show because I won't say anything negative or positive about the show. There's things I like. There's things I did not like. But just the fact that we have to start off this podcast on the opinions of the cast and crew shouldn't have started. This should have been a non-factor. This has been a constant problem from famous people, to be fair, since before COVID, but really during the biggest one was that stupid video from COVID. But this is growing and growing to the point of, yo, you're going to start fucking alienating a lot of your fan base who are here to watch space lasers. Yeah. Get fucking thrown at each other.
And I think I think the argument also for saying something like this, like obviously like the first episodes did not reveal anything in terms of like anything gay happening or anything like that, but what they're making a statement of like, you know, it's the gayest Star Wars ever. So I assume we're going to see a, you know, homosexual relationship happen or something of the sort. It's going to happen, which isn't essentially like a, you know, anything that should be, it's not anything bad.
That's not the divisive point.
That's not the divisive point. It's the matter that you're weaponizing the center of attention. You're weaponizing it. And you're like saying like, oh, this is meant to scare white people. This is, you know, like the gayest Star Wars ever made. And it's like, why does that need to be a tagline for a movie coming out? And then they're also going like, I was saying like in that same interview too, the actress goes like, all the nerds I know are gay. And it's like, the nerd community is probably the biggest 50-50 group out there of like who's gay and who's not gay. Like it's a very cultured community.
And we're talking about Star Wars here. Yes, yeah. Star Wars over the years, because of Disney, its fan base has grown. I will commemorate them on that. There's stuff that I do not like from Disney's acquisition of Star Wars, but I cannot deny the fact that Disney had exploded Star Wars to a point that I don't think it's ever been before. And if it wasn't for them, they would never have this opportunity to even comment on their fucking personal beliefs on Star Wars. But
I think
the story of Star Wars is about, well, specifically catering to this show, we're talking about the Jedi Order 100 or 200 years, I think, before Order 66.
Yeah.
So if anyone knows anything about the Jedi,
basically super hardcore lightsaber
fucking monks. Yes.
Yeah, like, super monks. This is the High Republic, the peak of the Jedi Order, the peak of the Republic era.
Okay,
so
hold on. Before you get into that, I have to say this. I do not watch my entertainment for the sexuality of the characters.
No.
It's all basically a thing that never crosses my mind.
Yeah, it's
now,
fine.
Well, people are going to... Go ahead, Brian. I'm sorry. I think let you finish
that. It's just like... I get wanting to make something focused about that, but if you're gonna do that, don't drag one of the biggest IPs in the world with it, because it's like the same thing they did with Velma. Do this with a huge IP for your own personal agenda, because you're just gonna piss off everybody.
Like, if you want to bring it, like, I get, like, what they're trying to do is they're trying to follow the Star Wars formula. Star Wars formula is that you have
laser swords.
You have lightsabers. You have a character who's going to rise to the occasion to fulfill, you know, their purpose in the universe. You have some type of romantic piece that is not really that important. Like, honestly, like with pretty much most romantic stuff, other than honestly Padme and Anakin. I think Padme and Anakin's relationship is probably the most important relationship in all of the Star Wars universe.
Important relationship, Saber. Entire universe lost most of the Jedi Order.
Yeah, I know. But what I'm saying is Galaxy. That, like, I get that, like, they want to interpret relationship and they want to make that inclusive. I can understand that. But the problem is that you're basically trying to go after an audience base that is already there waiting for you, or you're trying to draw in an audience base who does not care about Star Wars in the slightest, even if you make it gay.
Yeah. I'll tell you one thing about nerds, and specifically Star Wars nerds. One, they know exactly what the fucking High Jedi Order, so they have high expectations of you to tell an original story. You can do whatever the hell you want with these characters. They're all original from my knowledge. I didn't look anything up, so
no, these are all original characters. Nobody's pulled.
So from you can do whatever like the fuck you want with them. Just don't tell us about them. If one of them wants to be, and I'll be fair, if one of them turns out to be gay and grows an attachment to another man or another woman, cool. Do it as a background thing. Don't fucking make it the point of the show, because we're here to watch the evil versus good fight each other in this mystery, which I'll go into details of the show. The show is a fucking murder mystery, and we're just trying to find out what the hell is going on. And the whole like first two episodes,
that sentence as a premise sounds really fucking interesting.
Yeah,
I would have loved to just have been if it was presented to me as that. Oh, a Star Wars murder mystery set in the early days of the Order.
Yeah, yeah, well, okay. it's like they're already there. It's like literally, it's an assassin killing Jedi without weapons.
Yeah, well,
But she uses weapons because she fucking.
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying if it had been presented to me as that type of thing, I might have given it a shot.
Yeah. So, but now we have to spend 30 minutes talking about how fucking gay it is. But well,
honestly,
here's the thing. At least the first two episodes, we have not actually seen anything with any type of romance, relationship, or anything like that, hetero or homosexual.
I mean, you could talk about with the dude taking off his shirt.
Yeah, that was the only thing. That was a weird. That's Disney one to always add on their stupid funny lines into their episodes. Essentially, Brian, there was a scene where one of the Star Wars characters he's walked in on steaming his Jedi robe, and he's shirtless,
and he's ripped.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah.
But let's get into the show. So, you actually have a pretty good cast here. You have basically the lead dude from Squid Games, who actually learned English to take on this role. And if you had told me he just learned English, I would have been really surprised, because he sounds like he's been speaking English for a while now.
And this guy, I think this guy actually really likes Star Wars.
Oh, yeah,
you could tell in his performance that he loves what he's doing.
He plays a Master Jedi. Plays the role beautifully so far. You have a exiled Padawan, and you have her twin sister who is committing crimes, and she's led to believe that it was her. It was basically her. And then you also have, I think, her first major appearance since Logan, basically X-23 playing an alien Padawan.
Is it?
Yeah. So she's the.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh wow. Well, good for her.
And
you also got Charlie Barnett, whose notable roles was in Chicago Fire and Orange Is the New Black, I guess.
But the biggest name in this series is Carrie Ann Moss, which was the biggest waste of it. Budget for a show for casting roles that I have ever freaking seen in my life.
Because they killed her right at the beginning?
Killed her right in the beginning of the show. Carrie Ann Moss had freaking 10 minutes in Star Wars, and that's it. They killed her instantly. There's no flashbacks with her or anything like that. Now there may be some more flashbacks going in the future, because the whole premise of the show is that we have this girl going back and killing Jedi that are related to her past. But we'll get a little bit more into that as we go on with the series. But Josh, first of all, tell me, what did you think overall? What was your experience with the first two episodes?
The first two episodes, I had zero expectations for the show. I'm going to keep that very clear. I did not give a fuck about this show. I did not even want to watch it. With that notion, I enjoyed what I watched. It was entertaining. There was a mystery. I kind of figured out what the mystery was really quickly, because our main protagonist, Olivia, was accused of being a murderer who killed our Jedi in this
in this bar right at the beginning of the show, Olivia, and I'm finding out that she has a twin sister named May who does the killings, and she's an assassin working for a villain that is unnamed at this current moment. But she's out there to get revenge, and we find this out in the second episode, to kill the Jedi that were at her planet at the time of when her family was killed. Both sisters, twin sisters, did not know each other was alive until the second episode. So, there's your spoilers. Enjoy it. I don't give a shit. Oh,
by the way, the murder mystery part of this, though, this is the only stupid part, was solved by the second episode.
Oh, yeah, it was solved real quick. I figured it out. I was like, oh, they're both twins. Whoa. But what I did enjoy was the amount of effort these characters put into their characters. Olivia being a outcast Jedi, she is basically just doing odd jobs throughout the galaxy, and she's accused of a crime. Then she says, no, I'm still innocent. But every single time that she has a chance to do something wrong or negative, she chooses the light side and helps people, which every now and then they'll show it. She saves someone's life from a crashing ship, or she'll try to not hurt anyone, or do whatever she can to help somebody. While we get May, who just doesn't give a shit. Sort of. She almost killed the bartender who accused her sister of being a murderer, but she could have. She didn't. So there's still that mystery of why she didn't do it. But I really want to know why she's killing these Jedi. What specifically reason? All we're given is revenge, but revenge for what?
Yeah, but it's definitely something that the Jedi were guilty for, because we actually do have a first ever Jedi suicide I've ever seen in the show, where she confronts one of the Jedi and she basically offers him a poison to drink. Rather than confronting her, and he chooses to drink the poison because of the guilt he feels for what happened on the planet for her.
I thought that was dumb as fuck, but yeah. Also, that's not the first. Luke killed himself by, becoming a Force ghost.
Well, literally. That was an overexerted energy.
Still killed himself doing it.
Yeah, well, it wasn't like a guilt-suicide thing.
Yeah, but yeah, that's pretty much the show. The first two episodes, there isn't much for us to tell. She gets accused of a crime, arrested by the Jedi, by our main characters. One's a Jedi Knight, our Padawan from Logan, and then Sol, her former master, who was attached to his Padawan. And now we're trying to figure out why she's ordered, May is ordered to kill these four Jedis, four specific Jedi. Mm-hmm. And she's already killed two of them in the first two episodes. Like, she's not even struggling by this point. So I thought Sol was going to die in episode two, to be fair. Like, I was like, really? You're going to kill, she's going to accomplish her task in like the first two episodes. That's going to be fucking gnarly.
Yeah. I mean, it's an 8-part series. So we have not a lot to watch. Then we're like, it's basically going to be waiting on our hands and knees like we were for Master of the Air, just hoping it gets better. But the only problem they let out with the statement of what the show's supposed to be. So I'm going to probably feel a disconnect with the show.
Yeah, same here. But I will say that it wasn't bad.
No, it wasn't.
It wasn't bad. That's what my disconnect was with the director and the cast was saying about the show. I was like, if you guys shut the hell up and just let your work show, then you guys wouldn't have so much criticism of the show. If you don't know anything about Star Wars and you're making this shit up on the spot, don't fucking tell us about it. Like, we'll see it. We'll know. We'll watch. It would have been more interesting.
Show don't tell, yeah.
Yeah, interesting from someone who doesn't know about Star Wars. They're just given a general outline of how some of the stuff works.
I mean, it's like
I just say, go at it.
It's like they didn't learn their. It's like their press run. They didn't learn their lesson from the downfall of freaking of Snow White. Because remember Snow White, they had a press run about it, like, oh, this isn't gonna be your, you know, damsel in distress type of movie, you know, because we don't need a prince, you know, because blah blah blah. And they're trying to make this whole woke agenda behind a live action Disney movie adaptation, and then it killed any momentum and enthusiasm for the movie, and they ended up canceling the movie altogether.
Yeah, so like. As we could tell, this is the main problem of Star Wars right now, is you're trying to sell us on watching your show, getting subscription to Disney Plus, buying your merchandise, etc., etc., etc. But most people that I know, which is in the majority of the U.S. population, I'm not going to say anything worldwide, don't give a fuck about you. We don't know who you are. We barely know most of the cast. If you're going to tell us an original story, just tell us an original story. Highlight what your accomplishment it is. Because the first two episodes, I'm going to rate it right now, were a solid 6 and 7 at best.
Yeah.
They weren't great. They weren't bad. They were pretty mediocre, but...
Yeah, again,
you get shows... that are fantastic, like Bad Batch, which got better through the seasons, and then we're getting shittier shows, like Mandalorian was great. First season, second season, the third season I heard was bad. I haven't seen it, so I can't comment see how bad
mid.
It is.
It's not bad, it's just mid.
You got a great show, Andor. I heard Ahsoka was really good, but Book of Boba Fett, another fucking... fan favorite character, they just blow it.
And it was actually kind of funny. I think that woke agenda killed Boba Fett also.
Yeah, I mean it was a little woke on that one. Yeah. They even not just that they killed Boba Fett, like they made him fucking lame. They even fucking killed Cad Bane, one of the most badass bounty hunters.
Literally, like they could have done such an amazing story arc with Cad Bane, and then like they freaking made him like meh. Like I'm watching back through the Clone Wars right now, and I forgot how much a menace Cad Bane actually was. This man held the Senate hostage, got what he wanted, broke out a hut from freaking prison, got off scot-free, and then he went back to the Jedi Temple and stole a freaking holocron and was going around kidnapping 4 sensitive children.
He also blew up the Jedi Temple too. Yeah, so it's like these type of... they have all these IPs. I know Dave Filoni and Jon Favreau can't do everything by themselves. But come on, guys. Like, there's got to be other writers and specifically writers and directors who love fucking Star Wars enough to just give us an original story. All you could do whatever you want. Just keep the premise of Star Wars. Yeah, give us an original fucking story, and none of us would care. You don't even need to have the big characters: Anakin, Obi-Wan, Luke, Leia, Han Solo, and Chewbacca.
You could know just, their fate. It's done. It's over.
Yeah, you could, or if you want to be more towards the new shit, you could fucking not have to use Rey, Poe Dameron, or Finn. It doesn't fucking matter. Just you can still use Chewbacca. He's old as shit.
Guess what?
He's old as fuck.
We don't need lightsabers either. You can literally make a freaking Band of Brothers style if we're using clone troopers, for the love of God. Like, I would love.
Wait, we got that with Clone Wars. I got to give them that. The fact of the matter is, you're giving us this murder mystery of two sisters going up against twins, one being a light side, one being a dark side. They're going at each other for their ideals. I don't know what caused the fire that killed their family. Olivia thinks May started it. May thinks an accident happened and the Jedi started. Or something. Like, something caused the fire that killed their family. And that's a pretty good fucking start. I give them that. The way it's going, I don't know yet, because now they've got to go kill a Wookiee, which I haven't seen episode 3 yet, which is out. As time of recording, but
We haven't seen a Wookiee Jedi since Rebels.
I've seen one. That Wookiee Jedi was in Clone Wars. They just
I'm saying highlighted him one. The last instance was in Rebels.
Yeah. So, but we're getting... You could have gone in this right step of making an original show
based using a very highly anticipated era of Star Wars, the High Republic.
Yeah. Like, everyone wants to know more about the galaxy and more about the universe of Star Wars, and you could just make it up.
You got a blank slate.
Yeah, but you want to go down a path of saying that your characters specifically loved characters are gay and lesbian that are fucking robots, that your characters who are supposed to be pretty much celibate are gay and lesbian, and expect us to hand over fist pay to watch this show and not get mad over it or not watch it. Like, Brian, am I correct in this statement? Like, you didn't watch it, so, or if you're not here, then that doesn't matter.
Yeah, I mean, it's just same. It's they did it to themselves. I don't know why they decided to shoot themselves in the foot with this. If they had given me some new characters, some new droids, some new section of the galaxy or whatever the hell, and said, "Yo, this is our story. We're gonna tell about this set of characters that happened over here. Same Jedi Order, you know, different planets though." Yeah. I'd be like, okay, sure, let's find out what happens.
Yeah, and even then, when Olivia was out there, because she's fixing this Trade Federation ship, by the way.
That was a cool little tie-in to the
prequel. And the Trade Federation was like, you could use this R2 droid. I was like, R2 droids were fucking new when they came out in the Phantom Menace. They couldn't call them R1s or something else. Like,
well, I mean,
we just call them an astromech droid.
I mean, Old Republic, the games showed us what early, like, you know, astromech droids looked like.
Yeah. So they didn't even show us an astromech droid. They just named them, oh, there's an R2 droid out there. Like,
but they're not R2. I mean, they are technically R2 units, but those are really specific units.
Yeah. I mean, that goes in hand in hand with just handing the Star Wars IP to people who barely understand Star Wars and just letting them run with it. So I half anticipate that.
But, like, literally, you could call them.
Why was R2 able to pilot so damn effectively? Now that I think about it,
R2? It's because they never wiped.
It's Anakin. Anakin Skywalker built him himself.
Well, no, he didn't build. He never wiped his memory, so he's able to retain a lot of information, remember a lot of things.
When you've been in 36 different space wars, you tend to know a thing or two about maneuver, and I get it.
But he did have his memory wiped after Episode 3. Which is
Order 66, he got it wiped.
Yeah, which is probably the reason why he's pretty mid around, like, through the original trilogy.
He got his memory wiped again after after Return of the Jedi, after the fall of the Empire.
Yep.
But
he never had his memory wiped throughout the events from Episode 1 to Episode 3.
Yeah, no, he's seen a lot. That droid is scarred. But yeah, so just I just want to see original shows where a cast and crew can come together and just make something up. Like,
I mean, so
everyone's bringing up, and I have to comment on this too. Everyone brings up Sam Witwer recently,
mm-hmm.
because that guy fucking loves Star Wars.
Oh yes. The dude who voiced freaking Darth Maul in the Clone Wars series. He voiced Starkiller. Yeah, no, the guy.
Yeah, Sam Witwer.
The guy's a bigger nerd than almost a bigger nerd than freaking Dave Filoni.
I assume that he's not gay, like most of whoever I don't know who made that comment. As friends are, you should probably get a more expanded friend group by that point, just so you could have a more diversity, quote unquote. But Sam Witwer probably could have told a better story, or could have got the fan base back together on it if he was a live action character, which he I believe he is. No, the voice actor for Anakin was there because he got killed in Mandalorian.
Yeah.
But he could have, like, you know, he showed us just by making up the character of who's the guy from Force Unleashed?
Starkiller.
Starkiller, yeah.
Starkiller.
If you see his interview with Starkiller, he's like, Starkiller doesn't know how to meditate because he was probably never taught by Vader. And he got hired for that. He was always angry when he was trying to meditate. You could have done something like that. You could have gotten a fan to fucking do it. A fan would have loved to be a Star Wars character. And it's shown because there's that one, I can't remember that guy, the Asian pilot that shows up at the most random times in Mandalorian. That fucking guy loves Star Wars. He fucking plays a great character. You could get cast that loves Star Wars. You can get a cast that just doesn't know anything about it and mash them together, and you can see that.
The entire 501st Legion.
But if you're going to get your protagonist to just say, I don't know shit about Star Wars, and I don't really care, then why the fuck are they there?
By the way, I want to point out something, too. So, the Acolyte is basically making a claim that, you know, it seems that there's a Sith wielder involved in these murders of these Jedis, right? So,
yeah.
This also takes place 200 years before the events of actually I think either 200 years before the events of episode 4 or episode 1. So this takes place 200 years before then. The Jedi in that movie claim that the Sith have not been around for a millennium, which for those of you who don't know, a millennium is 1,000 years.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So literally it is in print that there are no Sith around for 1,000 years. Yeah. So if you're gonna go back 200 years and create a villain for the show, you have to just figure out something. You have to figure out a villain type that does not involve the Sith.
Well, to be fair, you can be a little bit more fair. The Sith have not been in recorded history in over 1,000 years.
I mean, it could be it could be Darth Tyrannus, the master of Lord Sidious. It could be
The 200 years.
He would do. Yeah,
yeah. I mean, but yeah, like that type of shit. Like you could have always, like, honestly, you could have just gone to fucking Star Wars: Knights of the Old Republic or the Old Republic.
Oh, I want that so badly, but I don't want Disney to handle it because the Old Republic is dark and gritty, and I don't want Disney getting their hands on it. I don't.
Would you want like a animated show that Dave Filoni is fucking
great I would at? Love if like they partnered with one of those anime studios that they did for Star Wars Visions.
Look, you know what they should do? Get just one more time. Let our boy, you know, the creator of Dexter's Lab, the director, the creator of Samurai Jack, creator of Primal, Dave Tartakovsky. Tartakovsky.
Did he make the original Clone Wars?
The anime-looking one.
Animated one. Yeah.
Cartoon Network. Yeah,
he fucking loves that show too. Didn't he say that was like his finest work?
It was.
Dude, I'm not gonna lie. Like that was a freaking gritty version of Clone Wars. That was a really gritty version of Clone Wars.
Holy crap. Gandhi Tartakovsky. How am I forgetting this man's first name? Yeah.
So like it's not that there's no directors that don't want to do this work. J.J. Abrams, as much gripe as he did for making lens flares a thing in Star Wars.
Oh yeah.
I would say he didn't do a terrible job. I don't say that they were good movies, but he didn't do a terrible job.
I mean, episode 7, the one that he was mainly responsible for,
was good.
Is good.
Yeah. Episode 9, which he was just dumped on, was shit.
Yeah.
But you could see the trend that it's going with Star Wars, and this is supposed to be like that. Like, anytime you guys ever want to like listen in or anything, we have a Discord. I named the fucking podcast on there. I don't know if Saber uses it on the actual podcast.
Probably won't.
And I probably won't say the name, but actually I will. It's I named this shit Game Wars Acolyte. And
cancel me. I don't care. But that's pretty much what Star Wars is going. And Disney as a whole. We have to calm... The elephant in the room is Disney as a whole. Disney is...
All I could think about when I was watching the interviews for this was Eric Cartman in South Park and them parodying Kathleen Kennedy screaming, put a chicken and make it gay.
Yeah. Like, and there's nothing wrong with changing your IPs. They were started doing that recently, and just look at it. Like, look at the negative backlash they got from Ariel. Nothing against the movie. I heard it was all right, and the actress who played Ariel was a pretty fucking decent singer. I never watched it, but it got super backlash from it. Cinderella or Snow White, right? Cinderella that got backlash.
Which one for which thing?
The live action ones.
I know they all got backlash for different stupid things.
Yeah, Ariel's because they changed her black to being black, which. Honestly, it doesn't fucking sense. Matter. Yeah,
it doesn't matter, and it doesn't make sense.
Yeah,
and it was just wasn't overall a very good movie.
Yeah, but the singer wasn't bad.
You know, she wasn't bad. I mean, the movie overall was bad. It's just like Disney, you can do better than this, and you know that. What the hell?
Yeah. So they are strongly pushing an agenda onto her fans, and now they're targeting Star Wars.
Well, like this is all I want. Like, I'm not wanting to, like, say exclude it from Star Wars. That's not what I'm asking for. And this is coming from...
Just change the characters, please. If you're going to do that, introduce
when you're doing a press run on it, don't make it the sole thing that everybody talks about. Because, I'll be honest. Like, I haven't watched the full interviews. I'm sure that they talked in depth on it. But the stuff that people are going to highlight is the stuff, like, that said, like... Now, of course, the term gayest Star Wars ever was coined by the interviewer, but, like, they didn't do anything related to, like, stop about it. And then also coining phrases like, it's meant to scare white people. It's, you know, like, R2-D2 is, you know, this, and C-3PO is that. And it doesn't really make sense to go out there and this is what you want to talk about the show. We want to hear how this is going to be exciting for Star Wars fans. We want to hear, you know, what... we have looking forward to in terms of, you know, older Jedi of the enemy and the world building that we're going to have, because these are the things that Star Wars fans care most about is how one lightsaber battles are depicted, how the Force is depicted, how the world building is depicted, because we want better. We want more, because quite honestly, in terms of lightsaber building, we haven't had a decent lightsaber fight since freaking episode 3.
Unless, yeah.
Because everything since then has been the most mid attempt of creating a decent lightsaber battle. I don't know why it's so difficult to find people who are athletic enough to do this, or they're just refusing to find actors who are athletic to fill these roles, because freaking Hayden Christensen and Ewan McGregor's performance of the freaking of the Battle of the Heroes is hands down to this day, and I will die on this hill, there is not a single battle that beats it. Is the single-handedly best lightsaber duel of all time.
I say Darth Maul's was better.
No.
Yeah.
Not even kind of.
Duel Fates, bro. Duel Fates.
Duel Fates has the composition, but Battle of the Heroes is the best lightsaber duel ever.
But if you want to be more specific, I think the battle between Ahsoka and Darth Maul was better than all of them.
No, then you have some good animation on your side, but no, I still think
that wasn't Battle just animation. That was
Battle of the Heroes was, just takes the was, cake every time.
That was mocap. That was all mocap.
I know it's mocap. I know it was, but it just isn't not anything close to me of what Battle of the Heroes is.
Battle of Heroes had the most critically dramatic fight ever.
But Duel of the Fates though.
But Duel of Fates, bro. Like, come on. Over all, so follow.
Yeah, and then Dave.
But
Dave Filoni made it all useless.
Well, I mean, Obi-Wan killed him again, so there we go. I will say this: it's not that Disney doesn't know how to entertain their fans and give them more Star Wars saber. You and I, legitimately,
Disney doesn't know. Dave Filoni might know. John Favreau might know.
No, Disney Saber, you does and I, not. You and I went to Disneyland recently. probably like a month now.
Oh yeah, it's easy to be Disney when you can freaking shell out billions of dollars to get freaking something to basically run a cosplayer's wet freaking dream.
There you go.
It's not that difficult.
That's the point I'm trying to get at is, it's not that Disney doesn't know how to do it. You and I built lightsabers together. They're decent quality lightsabers, but the performance from the cast members in there showed that they cared. They have to do that shit every 15
minutes. Yeah, the guys that they pay pennies care more than the actors that they hire for millions.
Yes, and that's the point I'm trying to get at. These people care. These people want to fucking support something. Well, they want to keep their jobs, but support what they do. And they're in an area that just is fun.
Now, here's
why is the fucking TV series is that they're giving us so shitty? Like, these are how is this boring to them? Like, literally, the last things I've watched was fucking boring. And this is the reason I stopped watching Star Wars shows. They're fucking boring. Like, they've made it fucking boring.
Like, I think they've vomited out Star Wars. They're not elegantly releasing it, getting us anticipated. They're literally vomiting out content, after series, after movies, we haven't seen a movie in a while, but after series of Star Wars content. And all we're just asking is, for the love of God, just freaking pull back a little bit. I'll be honest, I think that they've explored way too much now on, like, the terms of, like, the Clone Wars era animation of Star Wars.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, Bad Batch, luckily it's over.
But, you know, you had Tales of the Empire, Tales of the Jedi, you had Bad Batch, Files. I mean, like, quite honestly, it should have just ended with season 7. Season 7 was a beautiful, tear-jerking send-off to Clone Wars.
Perfect. I mean, Bad Batch was a perfect introduction to the early days of the Empire. You can't deny that.
Mm-hmm.
Rebels became the good introduction of the time during, right before the Battle of Yavin. You're filling these gaps that we have. This is what they've been doing. But after those gaps are filled, now they're doing something like Acolyte, because we want to tie back into Acolyte, where they're trying to tell us something before our characters are even born. All of our characters are pretty much dead, except for been born yet, except for Yoda and probably Chewbacca.
I was about to say, there's a possibility we get a cameo from Yoda in this show.
And possibly, well, they're not going to go to Kashyyyk, but yeah, those are the two that probably are still alive at this point, 200 years before Order 66. And it's like, dude, this is the coolest concept that you guys have, and
now
and why do people, and you just made it so no one gives a fuck.
Here's some pros about the show, though. Like, the show is I think legitimately good so far. Like, I really have no complaints about the show. I'm rooting that whatever is, you know, what this is going to introduce into the show in terms of wokeness and stuff like that, it's something subtle, at least. Like, yeah. I just organically mix it in. Make it natural so that, like, it's not, like, some, like, you know, I don't know. It's just, I just want it to happen organically, because I do enjoy the show. I'm looking forward to the next episode, which I'm going to probably watch tonight or tomorrow. I'm excited to see what happens next. I am kind of a little bit bought into the show, and I do enjoy it. I think their world building so far is pretty cool. They started exploring planets. They're exploring planets. They're exploring concepts. Like, you have the Jedi Temple, and you have Jedi outposts on these different planets also, where Jedi are stationed at. So the Jedi have a very good reach around the galaxy. You have, you know, the High Republic. You know, we've seen some ship concepts. We've seen some older droid concepts too. And, you know,
of course, I will give them credit. They are making the Jedi look up like the stuck-up pricks that they are.
Yeah.
I'll give them that. They
have, like, flashy robes, and, like, they're really, really... What are
you talking about? How could people that go around the galaxy kidnapping children possibly be stuck up?
Oh, they do comment on that, too. Like the little shit that makes the Jedi... Like, the Jedi at this time were not fucking clean.
The Jedi Order is wild, man.
Wildly fun. But I also want to give them the credit where credit is due, is that we get to see things that most people don't, and we also get to see the eyes of a failed Padawan, not being redeemed, and her twin sister Mei being one of the starts of the Sith or the Acolytes or whatever the fuck you want to call them.
You know what I just realized? This incident happening makes them not acknowledging Anakin as a serious threat basically a plot hole in the logic of the Star Wars universe, because it would just be Yoda going, yo, you remember when this shit happened?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
No, you're right.
Yeah, I mean, then again, like, the Jedi write off fucking threats all the time. They don't care. Oh, it's a threat. We'll figure it out.
The problem with Star Wars, at least what they think they need to do, they need to introduce a super cool, powerful Jedi into everyone. When in reality, you're not really allowed to anymore. You already had your two powerful Jedi, which is Luke and Anakin. That's it. You don't need to.
You don't want to forget about.
I'm not talking about. No, Rey is chump change. Rey stands zero chance against Prime Anakin and Prime Luke. Stands zero chance.
She stood no chance against Revan, and she still beat him.
She stood no chance against three stormtroopers at the start of the movie either, and she still won.
Yeah, but yeah, no. You don't have to show us a fucking strong ass character. You can show us weak characters.
You do what Rogue One did. That's all you have to do.
And also the that show that came after it, Andor. Awesome.
Andor was pretty damn great.
Yeah,
like how you could tell Disney took their hands way off the wheel for that one, because some weird shit happened, and I loved it.
You could tell where Disney has their hands in it. Just look at the look at the first season of Mandalorian and the last season of Mandalorian. Look at Rogue One to Solo. Whatever show insert here from Star Wars, like their quality control is just terrible. And the changes that they make is just terrible. But this show's, it's not something I'm probably not going to be disappointed in watching next week or tonight or tomorrow or whatever. I just this first episode is just our rant, and here we are.
Yeah, can't complain.
So
what's wrong with people?
But yeah, so Brian, I know you haven't watched the episode, but from hearing our descriptions of the show, this is a totally bonkers rating. What would you rate it?
Honestly, Disney has a nice history of making the initial flashy bits super interesting and fun to watch and then falling off with the actual entertainment value.
There was literally little to no flashy shit in these two episodes.
Okay.
There was a little bit of mystery. The first battle lasted 10 minutes.
They actually focused on building up the plot, characters, and getting us to understand the characters, letting us get to know the characters, and building the world that this is going to take place in. They did a really good job doing that.
Yeah, they did a real good job of introducing to our characters and not expecting it.
Seems
us
like
enough.
One of those things I'm going to give a few weeks, see what get some summaries out, because it's. This isn't one of those things I care about spoilers for. It's just, is it any good to watch later?
Yeah.
I'll find out.
I was just saying, like, would you watch it if you want to join us for the podcast? Just up
to three episodes to watch.
Yeah.
It depends on how much pain it puts you all in.
Yeah, I wasn't disappointed.
I wasn't either. Like, I was actually I felt more entertained and satisfied watching these first episodes than I did the first two episodes of Masters of the Year.
Yeah.
Oh, like, that's not hard to do considering what that was about.
Yeah, Masters of the Air, we won't get to that. That's just a whole rabbit hole we keep going back to every single time we talk about any show.
That's the biggest disappointment for a TV show I've ever had, I'll be honest.
Yeah, to be fair. But the reason why I'm asking is just so, like, if you check it out, it's good. It was a good show. It's just the team that they sent out to do press releases just did a shitty job. They should fire them. Or fire whoever their press people are. Saber, what would you rate the show so far? Two episodes out of 10.
We'll give them both an even 7.
All right. So not terrible. They have... literally, I don't know about you, Saber. My expectations for the show is literally below zero. So I'm expecting nothing from the show. So they could easily entertain me. And now that they're bringing in a Wookiee, I'm actually kind of curious.
Yeah.
So
seems like to be an exiled Wookiee as well.
Yeah, like this is a particularly long podcast. This is a lot of ranting about Star Wars from fans of Star Wars. Yeah. Specifically myself, I love Star Wars.
Yeah, I just don't want this to come off as hating towards that community. I just want it to organically mix through it.
Yeah. Honestly, I had more fun talking about the show, even though we barely spoiled anything. We barely talked about the episodes because there's nothing to talk about. Brian, that's literally why it's like there's nothing to talk about the episodes but the little details. And more about ranting about Disney itself and Star Wars.
Makes sense.
Star Wars IP. Like, watching it was good. It's just... But yeah, so that brings us to the tail end here of our rant on Star Wars Acolyte. Catch us next week. We're actually going to probably be on a weekly schedule for this one. We know we've been off for 2 months. Saber had a kid.
Mm-hmm.
I was working, and Brian was also working. We just didn't have the time or something to talk about. We'll try to figure stuff out. Maybe we'll change the format. Who knows? We don't know what the fuck we're doing. That's why we're unqualified. Check us out next time. Thank you.
It's gonna be crazy.